We got an offensive expert with us here,
we
too.
Do.
We
do.
He's biased anyway.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
He is. He's got a little edge to him still from back in the day.
We've got a guy here whose voice is familiar. He is the color man on the NBC Sunday Night Football, the highest-rated television show in America. I say that all the time. People don't believe me. I said, you know what the highest-rated TV show is? Sunday Night Football. Chris Collinsworth joins us, the former Cincinnati
Bengals. How are you, man?
Great to have you here. Thank you very much. We were talking. You probably tangled with Mark Kelso in a couple of games, including an AFC Championship game.
Yeah, probably kicked my ass.
I think they got the better of us, didn't they, in that game?
That game?
Is he the one? He's probably the one. I picked off that pass from Boomer on the sidelines, and I tried to go back across the middle like I was some high school running back again. Somebody lit me up.
Was that
it was
you,
probably you
it was
lit
definitely
me up.
Not me.
Well, Chris is here because you're doing your prep work for the game on Sunday night, the Bills and the New York Giants. And you've been here, I understand, all day. You spent the afternoon, the rainy afternoon, looking at video of this Bills team.
Yeah, we got to watch them. We didn't think we were going to get to watch practice after it got moved, so we went in and watched the practice from yesterday. But, you know, this is an interesting young team. My first comment when I was watching them out there is, you know, we can eliminate the excuse if they don't win because they don't have skill talent. I mean, they have, you look across the board, these wideouts can all run. I think they go about six deep of guys that can really play. You know, you've got two running backs, and Bryce Brown's a guy we saw a lot of in Philadelphia, and I know he can play. So you're at least three, and Dixon you add to the mix as well, so that makes them four really solid running backs that can do different things, right? They can do, you know, you've got a guy kind of the outside, you got the all-around kind of guy, you got a power and speed guy in Bryce Brown, and Dixon maybe down on the goal line looks like he can do some things. So, you know, I really think the whole season comes down, and this is not going to be anything, you know, earth-shattering. I mean, EJ's going to have a, you know, a year, and I think they're going to have to be able to pass block it, you know, a little bit with the offensive line, how that settles out. Because obviously defensively the front four is as good as anybody has in the league. They have solid corners. You know, see what happens without Jarris on the back end. But, you know, this is a team that has some skills.
EJ is the key. Mark Kelso and I have talked about that. You've watched the video of some practices, and I understand there were some throws, including some last night in the workout last night, that you thought, okay, he got through his progressions. He's kind of getting it. You can see that on tape.
Well, the last one that really impressed me was the last play of practice. Because you had a front side option route to the tight end, and he didn't like it, and justifiably so. The linebacker sort of slid that way, and so they had a double team even when he adjusted off of it. And he immediately came back to the backside little dig route coming in there for an easy touchdown because the middle linebacker had gone the way of his eyes, which happens especially on the goal line because it doesn't, you know, happen that fast. So you just can't imagine at this point a season ago he would have done that. You know, and most of the guys that I talked to associated with the team, they sort of, it was like the first guy wasn't there, you're going to pull it down and run. So now if you can go, and a lot of teams won't allow their quarterbacks to go front side, back side. In other words, you go 1-2 run for young quarterbacks. So you can see the development. You can see he's getting it. You can see he's understanding it. But you got to go beat Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, that's unfortunately, that's the point of comparison. And if you're going to win in this league, those are the guys you got to beat.
Mark, we talk a lot about EJ, obviously, when we do these practices. And there is signs of progress. We just need to see it more consistently. I think that's what Chris is kind of saying as well, right?
Yeah, and I mean, he's a leader. He's got great character. He's got a great work ethic. He's obviously bigger and stronger than he was last year, so he'll be able to take a little bit of punishment. But they're going to have to protect. And they've got to do some things. Coach Hackett, I think, Chris, has got to do some things to give him early down openings and early down opportunities to throw the football, whether it's pre-snap movement, whether it's cluster formation, something. But I still think he needs 5 or 6 games here because he only played 10 last year. He needs 5 or 6 to kind of get his legs underneath him. And if that means reading one side and then go to the backside only if it's an outlet, then so be it. But the inside presence that you mentioned with Brown and Dixon, I think, is going to help him immensely because they already averaged 144 on the ground last year. So if they can have an inside presence, control the football, put themselves in makeable third down situations, then they can make it a little bit easier on EJ. And I think you're right. That's kind of where the crux to this whole season lies right now is how much production EJ's going to have and how mature he's going to be out there at the helm.
Yeah, and maybe how healthy Cordy Glenn is on the backside might have a little something to do with that too. You know, Quanjo comes in here. Can he make a push on pairs and try and do some things. Right. But, you know, this is there's a group of core offensive linemen that are all pretty good. I think what makes me a little nervous about the team when you have a young quarterback in there is, okay, you've got the young quarterback, but now if you're not really dead on up front, and I'm talking about assignments and working together, and you know those five guys, that's the most important part of really any football team is how they work together and do they not make mistakes. And so EJ really has to be able to trust them. So at some point fairly early in this process, you need to pick your offensive line and let them work together. Yeah. Because if you don't, it's one of the great things. They have a great advantage this year with the five preseason games. Right. It gives them a little more evaluation opportunity.
Hey, Chris, I want to let you get back to work here, but just one thought. Do you have any thoughts on Sammy Watkins, what you saw on video today or what you've seen in the brief amount of practice we've watched today?
Well, there goes Spikes, and that's going to take me a little bit of time for me to say Brandon Spikes in a Buffalo Bills uniform. I'm still getting an interception going back for a touchdown.
Well, that was just a little too Tampa, and he looked like Robert Woods was open. And EJ thought he was open, and Brandon's deep in the hole, and he slips over and intercepts that ball. So that's a read that EJ did not make properly.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins, what do you think?
In evaluating him, you can tell he's got a little something in his giddy up out here tonight. I don't know if he's just tired or sore or whatever. So I don't think I'm seeing the full speed, but I've seen it. I evaluated him in college, and actually Greg Robinson was the only offensive player in the draft, the kid, the tackle that was drafted by the Rams that I put a higher grade on. And really, I didn't think he was a better player. I just thought potential-wise that he was had the potential to be better. But Sammy he's my kind of guy. I mean, my favorite part about him is the way that he fights for everything. And I'm not just talking about the ball when it's in the air. The way that when you see him running his routes down the field, there is a constant battle with his arms pushing and fighting for position, because it's really – it's almost like wrestling running a route. You know, you got it. It's not about, you know, necessarily – but I want to be here – and he wants to be there, so sometimes I can, you know, do something to get Roddy White, who plays for Atlanta, was a wrestler in high school, and I always thought that's, you know, I would teach more of that, or I wish I knew more of that when I was playing the game, because a lot of it is that sort of chicken fighting. Although now I've been through the meeting with the referees, and they say this year, 5 yards, that's it. A lot of teams were complaining about the Seattle Seahawks. They didn't say this in the meetings, but I know that's a fact. And how that essentially they would come out and they would say, listen, if they throw a penalty on us for illegal contact, you guys better be holding the next four plays because they're not going to call it again. I mean, that's kind of what their belief was, you know. I mean, right. I don't mean to pick on Seattle. It's a lot of teams. Sure. Defensively, they cheat. Let's face it, they cheat. These guys are sorry dogs. They do things illegally.
And those receivers, they never push off. They never slap
never
hands.
Once.
They never get you in the small of the back when you're trying to go up and tip a ball at the high point. Never. That never happens.
Hey, Chris, I told you before, you and your producers here, Fred Godelli and Al Michaels, you're a part of my regular Sunday night routine. I decompress after Bills games by watching your show. Great show.
With a soft drink? Is that what you're telling
sometimes
me?
Sometimes soft, but more often not. More often than not. Mark has the soft drinks after the game.
That's it. I do.
Thank you very much. Congratulations on your great success. Thank
you
for coming by
with
us. Thank you. Chris Collinsworth, he's the color man on NBC Sunday Night Football, our guest here at Bills Training Camp, the number one rated show in television, not sports show, not football broadcast, the number one show in television. Mark, did you know that? Sunday Night Football.
That's great. I'm not surprised. I didn't know that.
I know you're watching Three Men and a Baby every night or something, but
no,
this is better.
I don't think so.
Thanks,
Chris.
We appreciate it. Watch your step, please, going down.